Tonight's shir, Simen Samech Zayin. Simen Samech Zayin, Din Safek, and Kar Kriyashma, the Alocha, if he's not sure whether he not, he said Shema. Sif Aleph, Safek, and Kar Kriyashma, if he's not sure if he said Kriyashma, Chozer V'Karei, he should go back and say it. Umavarach L'Fanel, U'Lachren, he says the Baruch is before and after. Alam Yodea Shekharah, but if he knows for a fact that he did say Shema, he's not sure if he said the brachas before and after. He does not go back to say the brachas. Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Aleph Kriyishma. It's a suffix if he recited Kriyishma. Ubishar mitzvah diraisa. By every other mitzvah from the Torah, heichashemachuyev laasos oso misfeik. Whenever you have to do it because of a doubt. We pass him before in Simon Yudzayin Sifgimel in Tumtum when it came to a person we didn't know if he's male or female. After Chai but Sitzis, so he has to wear Sitzis. Will be a day Reish Samachay Sifgimel in Mila. Androgynous have a similar shalah by giving Mila to androgynous who exhibits signs of male and female. V'chein Kolki Gavna. By all these cases, you're doing mitzvahs and we don't know if they're mechuyev in the mitzvah or not. We don't know if it's male or female, so we do the mitzvah because it's Savik D'Raisa. The lo yivarch al mitzvah. In any case like this, the din is you don't make the bracha. You do the mitzvah kasavi diraisa, but you don't make a bracha. Ki a brachas heim drabanan, because the brachas are made drabanan sveka lekula savi drabanan lekula. So the mitzvah you have to do because savi diraisa lechoma, the bracha you don't do savi drabanan lekula. So why is the halacha here that if he's a safik, if he said kriya shema, that he has to say shema and the brachos? But there are poskim who differentiate between the case when there's a doubt whether or not he's obligated in the mitzvah in the first place, like the cases we mentioned of the tumtan and the androgynous, and a case when he knows he's obligated, he just doesn't know if he did the mitzvah or not. Then you make the bracha. So if it's a Safik, if he's a Bar Chiyuva in the first place, do the mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. If he is a Bar Chiyuva, he just doesn't know if he fulfilled his chiyuv or not. In such a case, he does the mitzvah with a bracha. Well, if he's according to this, Luluv or Shofar b'yom Yishon. Luluv on the first day of Sukkot, Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, Hechad demesaf galei mikvar osah mitzvah. If there's a doubt whether or not he fulfilled the mitzvah. Okay, governor, anything similar. So then he has to do the mitzvah with a bracha. Because he is a bar chiyuva, he just doesn't know if he did the mitzvah or not, like our case by Kriyishma. Because the Pima Gadim writes, to be Kesef Mishnah b'shem HaRashba, that from the Kesef Mishnah quoting a Rashba, v'chei Magen Avram b'shem Rivash, and a Magen Avram quoting Rivash, the Kamon Simen Tavkuf Behe Os Gimel, later on in Simen Tavkuf Behe Behilchus Roshana, it's clear they don't hold of this distinction. It's clear that these Rishonim, Rashba and Rivash, do not hold of this distinction. They never make the bracha. If it's a suffix, if you fulfill the mitzvah or not, you'll do it without a bracha. And even from the Vilna Gaon in our Siman, it's clear it does not hold of this distinction. If a person only gets his hands on a luluv or a shofar on the first day of Yontif, and it's already twilight, it's after sunset, everyone would agree that you take it to the kind of the mitzvah if it's still daytime, but you're not going to make a bracha. Because this chayla, this doubt, is a doubt whether there's a chiyuv or not at this point. Once it's been hashmashas, maybe it's light and there's no chiyuv bechlal. In that case, everyone would agree you don't make a bracha. Sivkon base. So if he doesn't know if he said Shema, he should say it again. Hatam, the reason is the Karmelon Kriya Shema D'Raisa. So we hold the mitzvah of Kriya Shema from the Torah. Kala, I mean to say, when it says in Pasuk, V'dibarta bom, v'shiftecha b'veisacha v'goymer, kaya parasha zu guf, it's going on this parasha, shechai l'daber bo b'shas shechivah v'amidah, that you're obligated to recite this parasha when he lays down at night or when he gets up in the morning. Well, the figure therefore, if the stopikim kara, Olav, if he's not sure if he read it or not, he would have to go back and say it, like every case of Safik Diraisa. Sifkon Gimel, Umavarich, and the Mechaber says, when he says the parsha of the Shema again, he should say the brachas too. L'chara calls it davka b'shtol over zman kriya shma. It would seem this is only if the zman kriya shma has not elapsed. Alba over zman shal gimel shaos, but if the 3 hours of the day have elapsed, shuv enim mevarach. At that point, you can't make a bracha. Lo lefaneh v'lachara, not before, not after. Machma safik, because there's a safik if he is mikhaim the mitzvah now. The suhav l'sveik d'rabbanan. You're dealing with just a safik d'rabbanan. In other words, the mitzvah d'oraisa is only the first 3 hours. Once 3 hours have elapsed, we say he should still say Shema, but he doesn't get the schar of the mitzvah bizmana. So, al safik brachos, we said when he's mekayim the mitzvah Shema within the first 3 hours, say his brachos too. But now, if he's not going to be yoritza, now you're dealing with a straight safik d'rabbanon, so he can't say the brachos at that point. He's a safik, if he said them or not, he can't say the brachos. Aval ze eino. But this isn't right. The zman zechiras yitzias mitzrayim nimshach acha gamkein. The time to say yitzias mitzrayim, the time for zechiras yitzias mitzrayim doesn't end at 3 hours. That goes on. Because the custom of Magadavam lakalan simen ayin, Magadavam writes this in simen ayin. Imkein huchai vidayin al kalponu bevirchas emes v'yatziv at sharavia. So even if you tell me he's not mechuyiv in yoritzem oiris and avaras oilam or avarabo, but he would be mechuyiv in emes v'yatziv, at least until the 4th hour, because the El was Simon Ches, like we learned in Simon Ches, we'll be kind of a holo tigla zeh brocha. After 4 hours, b'chal, we don't say the brochas. Aviyoma machmas suffik is a posuk of Yitzias Mitzrayim. After that, he can say any posuk of Yitzias Mitzrayim to fulfill the requirement of Zeh Yitzias Mitzrayim. Mishnah Berurah continues. Isa b'vrochas taf yigimu on beis. The Gemara in brochas yigimu on beis writes, she'im amr halocha shemusku bar Yitzias Mitzrayim, if he would say a halacha, and he mentions in it Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yotzitei HaMitzvah Saseh Shazachir, that it was already a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. For Kosh Magavam, Magavam writes, for nearly, to Kosh Gedim Amish Shir Sayam, the Yotzah, certainly if he says the Shir Sayam, he's Yotzah, if he says Yashir. Vachasam Sefer, Paul Gozech, Sam Sefer disagrees. The Bakro Ksiv, the Pasuk is Laman Tizkar Es Yorim Seyischa V'Goymer. It's not enough to remember you went through the yam. You have to remember Yom Tzeischa. Because and agree with Chaim Sofer. I look there. Now, whether or not I can fulfill the mitzvah zechira yitzias Yisrael by thinking it without saying anything, looking for hate of name of Beis Yankiv, Prima Godem stav zeh. Prima Godem is not sure. Shagas Ayisimin Yugimel Herich. Shagas Aaron Simon Gimel has a long discussion the Hochich to prove Mishas from the Gemara. Umask the Eino Yoritzi Dechova Behir that you know. He concludes you would not fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim by thinking it. Upashut by Gemara is simple in the Gemara. The Gambalayla Tzerch Lahazgir Yitzias Mitzrayim, that mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is not just a daytime thing; it's a nighttime thing. V'ayim Prima Godem is stopping him who derives the Abanan. The Prima Godem is not sure if it's Minat Term or Abanan. The nafkamina is fake, and again, the nafkamina is, the difference will be if it's a suffix ayin shlomach over there. Shagas ayin simin ches kosa behed yudu diraisa. Shagas ayin simin ches writes straight out, it's min ha-tayr. V'chayiv v'hazgir bizmanchu laila v'aday v'lo kodim. Now, as far as fulfilling the mitzvah of zechiris, it's here to time at night, it has to be night, after tzitzka chavim. It's not enough when it is earlier than that. So if you said Yitzias Mitzrayim and it was still twilight, go to Yisbal, couldn't see the Chavim, Yidavli Marav, Yifta Mincha, and it's before Tzitzka Chavim. Lo Yosti Yechavasa, you don't have to fulfill the requirement of mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim at that point. The Benesh Moshe Sveiku, Benesh Moshe is questionable if it's day or night. We Sveiku Dirais Achum, when there's a doubt by a Dirais, we have to be strict. V'chein Mashma, Me'er Rambam, Perik Alf, Me'echas Kriyashma, and so is implied from the Rambam, first Perik Alf, Kriyashma, to the arise that it is minatar, Kmashakos Pimagodim, Asalat Pimagodim writes, and therefore one should not rely on Yitzias Mitzrayim of Banish Moshos to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. And that's why you'd have to repeat the third parasha Shema by Kriyash Malamita, so you'd have that Zechiris Yitzias Mitzrayim then. Sekon Dalet, you say the brachas before and after Zalachra. Avogav the Havi Puskim Servant, even though many Puskim hold. The Parashah Rishon, whom it derives of Eshniu Midrabanan, that the first Parashah Shema is Minatar, and the second is Rabanan. The Yeshmer person with Zeman some Poskim, Shasom who hold, the Rak Pasuk Rishonim Midiraisa. Then only the first Pasuk is Midiraisa. For Koshkin of Brachas, and certainly the Brachas, to the Kuli Amahum Midrabon, and everyone agrees that's the Rabon. For Savdarabon and Achayza, by Savdarabon you don't go back. Yeshlomer Kachayza Takana. We could say this was the Takana. She calls man, she koyin, as long as you're going to say Shema, Chayav Likos, Kikra Takana, you should do it the way it was established, Uvivir Choseh, with the Brachas. And Lo B'Mokom, unless it's a place, Shehetiru Beferish, that they explicitly allowed it, Kagona Hidl Kamatz, and Kovav, Sefbeis, Pagran Shom, this we'll discuss it later on at Simon Kovav. Ulachayra, Im Yodea She'amar Pasuk Rishon, if he knows for a fact, again, this case of Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't know if he said Shema or not. Let's say he knows for certain. In Yodea She'amar Pasuk Rishon, he knows he said the first Pasuk. Or Parashu Shon, he knows he said the first Parashu. L'kol Echad Menadeus, according to each sheet or whatever your sheet is, what you need in the derisa. V'safik lo im karsha, the shah is, did he do the rest? Ain't sir chlach and likos, you don't have to go back. When the Mechaber says, you don't know if he said Shema, therefore you have to say it again, because Savi derisa l'chomo, that's when you didn't say the first Pasuk, you didn't say the first Parashu. But if I did, and as Yotze derisa, I know for a fact I did, I'm not sure I did the rest, that's just Rabbanan. On that we say Savi derisa l'kulo. Me, however, Siman Samach Dalet Siv Gimel V'Dalet Ma'asher Tzarich Lachzor. Back at Siman Samach Dalet Siv Gimel V'Dalet, it seems that you do have to go back. V'Tzarich Loma Dimi Ikara Kain Tikna Shachzor. Must be that was the Takana. Then you should go back and do the whole thing. V'Heichshu Mesupeglom Omer Parsha Sitzis V'Gamemes V'Yatsif. Let's say he knows he did the first and second Parsha Shema. He's not sure if he did Sitzis and Emes V'Yatsif. Tzarich Lachzor L'Kuli Alma. Everyone would say he should go back. Because we already explained that mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is minatera. Ach, yesh deos b'zeh, but there are different opinions. The yesh, some say, the yom parashat tzitzis v'gam emes v'yatsiv, say both the parashat tzitzis and emes v'yatsiv, the kul chod the milsi, it's all one thing. The yesh, others say, the yom rak parashat tzitzis, just say parashat tzitzis, v'yikam b'zeh ha-mitzah d'yirayis v'shal z'chiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, that way you'll fulfill the mitzah of z'chiris Yitzias Mitzrayim. You don't have to say Ms. Viyatsev. That's how the Shagas Ari concludes. The Kosovot, he writes further. If he was in doubt in the evening, by Marv, he's not sure if he did the last parash of Tzitzis and Emes Vemuna. Reverse. Then he should say Emes Vemuna. It doesn't have to say parash of Tzitzis. If he knows for sure, he said the parashas of Shema. His child was, did he do Emes V'Yatsiv or Emes V'Amuna? Tarvayu Chadina. It's the same halacha. Shein Tzarech Lachzor. Let me say, does not go back and say it. If he knows he said Shema, he does not know if he said the brachas, he doesn't go back for the brachas. The Kim Shama Parsha Sitz, and once the Parsha Sitz is the Kuyama, Brachas Medoban, everyone agrees the Brachas Medoban. Shekvar Nisku, Tzias Sassayim, Parsha Sitz, because he already mentioned Tzias Sassayim in the Parsha Sitz. So if there was only a suffix on the Brachas, he wouldn't say the Brachas again.
So there's two directions in the Mishma?
Yes. Kriyashma and Tzias Sassayim. And the two separate Tzias Sassayim. And the difference is that Kriyashma has a very finite time, and Tzias Sassayim has a longer time. There's a longer time for the Makai and Tzias Sassayim, like at least in the morning, than Shema. If he knows that he said Shema, his suffix is on the brachas, the Mechaber says, Einu Chozemavar, does not go back. The Suhav the Drabonon, because then you're dealing with the Drabonon. Afila Birchas Emes V'Yatsiv, even Emes V'Yatsiv is only Drabonon. Usfek Lekula, if you're in doubt, we're Mekel. V'Medea Sha'om Emes V'Yatsiv, he knows he said Emes V'Yatsiv. V'Einu Zoichim Kor Kriyashma, he's not sure if he said Kriyashma or not. Das Eliyav Dein Chozemavar, Eliyav says, you don't go back. Why? Because we assume if you said Emes V'Yatsiv, you said Shema. The Gam Raya Le'el Siman Samachdalt Siftad Aipim Godem. We have right back from Siman Samachdalt. In other words, it's very unlikely that you said Emes V'Yatsiv and didn't say Shema. If you know you said Emes V'Yatsiv, you know you said Shema. We're going to assume you said Shema because people aren't regularly just saying Emes V'Yatsiv without saying Shema first.